The seed is the word of God, Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Directly behind me, as I stand here at the Ambo, towers the beautiful statue of St. Patrick, the original name and patron of our church. But I seriously debated and came very close to putting another saint's statue up there, namely Blessed Stanley Rother. Today is his memorial feast day, and you should have heard of him, because he is literally the saint next door. What do I mean? Well, he was a priest of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, our neighboring diocese in Indian Territory. So we should have a warm affection for him and a deep devotion to him, asking for his prayers. There is actually a small church in Decatur, Arkansas, named Blessed Stanley Rother, the first church in the world under his patronage. That's super cool. Blessed Stanley Rother is not just the saint next door. He believed that everyone who lives next door is a saint. In other words, Blessed Stanley lived a very intense and heroic love of neighbor. After being ordained a priest for Oklahoma City in 1963, Father Stanley went to Guatemala to help the poor. Even though he struggled to learn Latin in the seminary, he became fluent in Spanish and even mastered the native language of Sutuchil. And he even helped to translate the New Testament into this indigenous language. Eventually, Blessed Stanley was martyred, killed in his own rectory by gunmen on July 28, 1981. Hence, today is his feast day, the day he was born into heaven. One way to honor Blessed Stanley Rother is not just by putting a statue of him in our church, but by trying to see everyone we meet as the saint next door, especially the poor and the destitute. That is, the person who looks least saintly. Sometimes, when I see the people on the street corners, the mentally ill, the children and women abused and abandoned in Sudan, the people who died and are still missing in the Venezuelan earthquake, those who suffer because of the Iran war, the poor living in cardboard boxes in my home country of India, when I see them, I think they will one day be the glorious saints in heaven. And there, I will be the poor beggar. The roles will be reversed, and they will reach out their hand to give me a cup of water and a loaf of bread. That is how I think Blessed Stanley Rother looked out upon the world and always saw the saint next door. In the gospel today, Jesus explains the parable of the weeds and the wheat. Jesus says the weeds are all those who cause others to sin and all evildoers, while he says the wheat are the righteous. But I think we can expand Jesus' definition of the weeds and the wheat in terms of how Blessed Stanley Rother looked at the world. After all, the saints are the best interpreters of the scriptures. That is, the saints are the living models of what Jesus would have said and done if he had lived today. We don't have to wonder, what would Jesus do? We just have to look at John Paul II, Mother Teresa, and Stanley Rother. In Blessed Stanley's eyes, the weeds would be those who are well off today and show little or no concern for the poor, while the wheat would be those innocent who suffer because of the cruelty and indifference of the affluent. That is, the parable of the weeds and the wheat should be interpreted in terms of the saint next door. C.S. Lewis also looked at the world a lot like Blessed Stanley Rother. And so he wrote, "It is a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses, to remember that the dullest, most uninteresting person you can talk to may one day be a creature, which if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship. All day long, we are in some degree helping each other to this destination. It is in the light of these overwhelming possibilities that we should conduct all our dealings with one another, all friendships, all loves, all play, all politics." I did not put up a new statue of Blessed Stanley Rother when we remodeled our church sanctuary, but perhaps a better way to honor him would be to open our eyes and hearts to the poor, the saints next door. One day, we hope they will open their eyes and hearts to us. Praised be Jesus Christ.